Stark County Sheriff's Office says a female inmate at the Stark County Jail has died. The 76-year-old had been behind bars since June 14th, had a history of health issues. After a scheduled court hearing Tuesday, the woman said she did not feel well and was taken to the jail's clinic for evaluation. She appeared to suffer cardiac arrest. Clinic and jail staff continued life-saving measures until Canton firefighters arrived. The inmate was taken to Mercy Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. An investigation is underway. Shareholders will consider a proposal to take the owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village private. In a filing with the SEC, Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment says a special meeting for the vote will be held September 16th. The company would merge with Omaha Merger Sub, a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group, and become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings. Industrial Realty is owned by Stuart Lichter, the majority shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. The resort's board of directors recommended going private. New monthly fee to address stormwater and flooding will be added to Canton utility bills. City Council Monday approved adding the fee of $3.75 for each single-family home, duplex, and triplex within the city. According to the repository, other properties, including larger apartment buildings and commercial and industrial facilities, would be assessed the same monthly fee per each 2,750 square feet, up to a maximum of $325. Canton Water customers outside the city limits would not be assessed the fee. The city will also give a credit of up to 20% for non-single-family sites if the owner uses measures to improve stormwater quality and reduce water runoff. The estimated $2 million in annual revenue would go toward improving and maintaining Canton's stormwater drainage system. Louisville School Board Monday welcomed new hires. WDPN's David Schurer has more.
Superintendent Michelle Schaefer gave brief bios on newly hired staff members, including four teachers, two cooks, and a proctor to serve beginning August 14. The board greatly appreciated the $23,278 in donations benefiting several athletic-related groups, the summer lunch program, and the backpack program. They also agreed to the school bus stops. Information on was emailed and postcard sent to 3,000 students. And they announced classes starting August 20th and that no classes will be held on August 29 and September 1st in recognition of Labor Day.
Family members of the victims filed a lawsuit over a house explosion in Columbiana County. The suit filed in Common Pleas Court names Eichler LP Gas owner Gary Eichler and an employee. The August 2023 blast destroyed the home in the 500 block of Wells Hollow Road in Yellow Creek Township. A man, woman, and 14-year-old girl in the home were treated at hospitals in Pittsburgh for severe injuries. The suit alleges the employee filled the home's propane tank without realizing it was empty due to a leak in the external distribution system. It also says filling the tank introduced propane into the home. The suit seeks damages in excess of $25,000. A man wanted in Washington, D.C. for making terroristic threats is in the Mahoning County Jail. 69-year-old Afad Mohammed of North Jackson was arrested Monday on charges including aggravated menacing and intimidation. He allegedly threatened to shoot an employee of Hollywood Gaming Casino in Austintown Sunday morning. Police say he claims someone at the sportsbook caused him to lose $15,000 on a horse race. Security escorted Mohammed out of the casino. He allegedly led police on a chase and pointed a rifle out of his vehicle. Mohammed scheduled for arraignment today. Former pharmacist received 2 years probation for stealing drugs. 33-year-old Colt Edwards of Hubbard pleaded guilty to three felony counts. Investigators said he took drugs including hydrocodone, tramadol, and zolpidem from a pharmacy on Market Street in Boardman while identified as the pharmacy's responsible person between July and September 2023. Edwards was also found to have stolen store merchandise including protein bars, condoms, and over-the-counter drugs. He surrendered his pharmacy license and told the court he's been receiving addiction services. Former Senator Sherrod Brown is expected to make another run for the Senate next year. Former three-term senator hasn't made a formal announcement. He lost to Republican Bernie Moreno last year. Ahead of his decision, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer visited Ohio to meet with Brown at least twice, as reported by Axios. Schumer's deep-pocketed Senate Majority PAC helped make Brown's race against Moreno the most expensive in U.S. history.